Our bridges are really high tech, and they use this stuff. This is
about 50 kids are in a large hall at Trinity Catholic School, and engineer Jason Stauffer is in the middle of about 10 of them. He's holding up pieces of reinforced steel coated in blue and green paint. The coating helps prevent rust. Stauffer is showing students how the steel is used to reinforce and construct bridges.
I want to guess how much 1 cubic inch of this will hold.
Hold, Jim.
Yes.
200,000. 200,000? You're very close.
I'm Linda Figg, president and CEO of the Figg Bridge Companies. Our headquarters is here in Tallahassee, but we accomplish bridges all over the country and the world.
Building bridges and, by extension, creating usable art is Linda Figg's passion. She owns Figg Engineering, and her firm's bridges can be seen in nearly every state, from the Sunshine Skyway Bridge in Tampa to the recently rebuilt I-35 bridge in Minnesota. Her work has been featured on the Travel Channel and National Geographic. Figg says from a young age she loved to build and sew, and she loved math and science.
Well, bridges are really kind of the purest form of engineering from our perspective. They give you an opportunity to not only create something functional, but also something that it can be a remarkable sculpture. We get to design the art of the bridge and how it connects communities.
Schools across the state are shoring up their science, technology, engineering, and math programs, and students are increasingly being pushed toward STEM fields. Figg says she wasn't always the best student in her science and engineering courses, but what she loved was the reward of making something come together.
It's like big molds, really life-size Legos is what it's really, really like.
Figg is Trinity's Alumna of the Year, and one of the firm's newest projects will be done right at home. Figg Engineering is building a new bridge for Cascades Park that will feature a modern design with slender beams supporting a canopy made of solar panels. Those panels will power the bridge's nightlights, which will feature a rainbow of colors. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.